One of the great gifts that I feel classical music and specifically Bach has given me is a lifetime of learning about this music, but also the fact that you can enjoy it and feel moved by it without understanding anything. My little son and daughter dance to the Bach suites all the time, and it's obvious that they feel moved by that music. But we also want you to be able to grow with this music through the Portland Bach experience. So the understanding experience creates many access points for that. And with the feeling, we believe that the more you know, you will love it even more, if that's possible. We do all sorts of things under this heading. One is the period instrument petting zoo. So we feature period instruments in our music, about 80% of our concerts, and they're different and they look different and they sound different than modern instruments. And so we want you to come and check them out, see what a gut string, see what a sheep gut string looks like, and experience that. It might mean participating in the music. So as a choral singer, one of my great joys is I get to learn by doing. It's interactive. So we want to create that experience for all people. So we call it the Cantata Sing-Along, although this year we're doing excerpts from St. John's Passion. But you come to St. Mary's in Falmouth. We spend about an hour rehearsing the most difficult sections together. We have a little Bach party with a Bach cake. And then our soloist show up and we perform either the cantata or, in this case, the excerpts all together. So you get to both rehearse and learn about the music and then perform it for a really whole holistic experience.
Like brush up on your sight reading skills,
yeah.
Right?
And then this season we are doing the Art of Fugue, Die Kunst der Fugue, which is that set of pieces has such a background behind it. And Bach was not only an incredible musician, he really was a mathematician in many different ways. And so the Art of Fugue is about his fascination with taking a single musical idea and how many ways can you play with that single musical idea. So that's what a fugue suggests. So you can go forward, you can go backwards, you can start on this note, you can go what's called retrograde. And so the Diderot Quartet on Thursday, June 14th in the evening will be doing a salon experience about the Art of Fugue. But that afternoon, they'll be explaining how it works. They'll be explaining the math. They'll be dissecting the different elements of the counterpoint and the fugue for listeners. So I think, you know, I'm excited. I have a doctorate in music, and I am so excited for that lecture because I have no idea how it works, and I can't wait to learn all about it.